And over to the musical side of our radio station offering between 10 a.m. and midnight is about surprise travel, which is not something of which I had heard. I mean, I've done surprise things on family holidays. A couple of times been to the Kruger National Park and the rest of the family thought that we were spending the entire holiday in the Kruger National Park, and then I've taken them outside of the Kruger and taken them to a private luxury reserve in the Sabi Santo in the Timbavati. That sort of thing I've done as a surprise, as part of a pre-arranged holiday. But the idea of getting into an Uber and going to the airport and not knowing where I'm going and what I'm going to do there. I read about that for the first time in a BBC story earlier this week. And apparently how it works is that you pick a price package based on how far you want to go and how many days you want to travel. You fill out a questionnaire which lists things like past trips and interests and mobility issues, dietary restrictions, whatever. And then at one of the travel agents that offers this kind of thing, they start planning your trip. And about a week before you go, you get an email which tells you these are the sorts of things that you need to pack. And then just before you go, you get a letter in the mail containing two things. Well, South Africa, that would be a bit of a problem with the state of our post office, but never mind. A smaller envelope and a letter surrounding that smaller envelope explicitly telling you not to open the second envelope until you get to the airport. And then when you get to the airport, you open that second envelope and you go, oh, I'm on Turkish Air, I'm on Rwanda Air, I'm on Kenya Air, I'm on whatever the case may be, and I'm going to, and there are restaurants booked for you and, outings, excursions booked for you. Philip Brown joins us now, founder creative director at Brown and Hudson, London-based travel agency, which does this kind of thing. Hello, Philip.
Hi there, John. It's great to speak with you.
I have very mixed feelings about this because I was saying earlier that I love planning holidays. I sometimes think I get more pleasure out of planning the holiday than actually going through the bloody thing. So the thought of giving over that obsessive need for control is quite frightening, but also at the same time it's incredibly liberating. And I suppose it's those people who want to be liberated from the planning that are most attracted to the idea of the surprise holiday.
Well, you're clearly a very smart traveler because you're absolutely right. A lot of the happiness, in fact, as much happiness is derived from the anticipation and the planning as can be derived from the trip itself. And research has actually shown that. So you're spot on about the planning. However, some people have such intense planned lives normally and they've done so many things and they seek in travel form the dopamine hit they get from their social media feed that they actually like the idea of surprise travel because it's effectively a pattern interrupt in their travel. So if they travel normally, they know what they're going to do. They know the planning. They know they're going to go to the airport. It's going to work like this, and they're going to go here, and they know it all. However, surprise travel just interrupts that and hits them in a different way. So that's why it's an interesting thing. It's not for everyone, but it definitely brings all sorts of benefits that following the same old mold doesn't bring.
Because of the way it's set up, it's not as if you're somebody who loves the desert and you're plonked into the middle of the Brazilian rainforest. I mean, there is a match between what you know you normally enjoy and what you are given. So it's not a complete surprise.
You're absolutely right. We start with information about the clients, and that's critical because surprises can be great, and sometimes they can be not so great. So we start with two layers of information. First, a lot of our clients take what is called the VIP traveler type test, which is online on our website, and that tells us a lot about their type. Then when they become clients, we ask even more questions that have been devised by two psychologists. And so the foundation of our approach to surprise travel, which is quite different to most, is from a really solid foundation.
And I don't know how long this has been a thing, Philip. I don't know how long Brown and Hudson has been doing this. But would you say you get close to 100% delight with the surprise vacations that you've offered your clients?
Absolutely. Because of all the foundation work we do, it's constantly proving very successful. And it's worked for all sorts of different people. Typically, they're well-traveled. they're curious, they've got a growth mindset, and they range from boomers all the way up to Gen Z. And interestingly, as maybe a bit predictable, the ultra-rich, who are always looking for new experiences, love this kind of thing because it's a new story to tell at the bar or at the club or at the office or wherever it is. But our approach to surprise travel is a little bit different insofar as we elevate the idea of surprise. In fact, we elevate everything we do, but we elevate surprise. And so it could be just a surprise destination, which is what the majority of surprise travel is. But it could also be that plus a whole trip of surprises inspired by information that we got from the clients. So they're getting constant hits of dopamine and constant benefits. Or we take it further and we explore the whole idea of surprise with scientists, researchers. We teach people how surprise works and the benefits of surprise to well-being and mental health. And lastly, our concept, which is called Journey with No Destination, was founded from a really weird premise. And that is that some people don't travel to see a place specifically. They travel because they want to work on something about themselves. They want to be more extrovert or be more playful or learn to dance. And so if that's the focus of their trip, we say, we're going to have you focus on that. The destination is going to be a distraction. So we don't tell you about that. But what we'll do is we'll pick the destination that is going to help you deal with that need for more extroversion or curiosity or the need to learn to dance with Latin people. So it's surprise can be many things. And we love to play with travel and surprise.
I'd love to learn to dance with Latin people, but there are no Latin people who'd love to learn to dance with me.
I'm sure we could find some.
How far do you go in the surprise? I suppose, again, that comes from the questionnaire, the answers to the psychologists, the psychological questions. What you're trying to do is anticipate how broad is this particular client's acceptance of surprise. Is it a fairly narrow definition of I'm going to Paris instead of London, or is it much broader? You've given us this history of travel, and we're going to take you to an entirely another part of the world where there's an entirely another language spoken, but at core, the experience that we're going to give you there is the same as the core of the experience of the travels that you've already done.
Again, it comes back to those conversations that we have with people. And then we know that when anyone travels, they are instantly put in a more playful mindset. Sometimes it's more stressful, sometimes it's more relaxing. But they are in a new mindset. And so to a certain degree, whenever you travel, it's kind of surprising because the street symbols aren't the same, the way people relate aren't the same. So all of that is new information. And we simply make a call. And then because of how we tend to work, we always have someone who is involved in the experience who can adjust and course correct based on client feedback as they go. And that might be feedback that we get from, a street food seller who we've involved in the experience, or perhaps a guide is involved. And so we're picking up information as we go all along the client's journey and adapting the surprise.
And in terms of cost, I presume you can do budget all the way through to the ultra-rich experience, but would you say that this kind of curated holiday comes in at roughly the same price as... Because, I mean, you're working within a suggested budget. I'm saying to you, I want a five-day holiday, I've got £4,000 to spend, and you're working within that. But would I be able to get that same holiday for less, or would I have to pay more, or would it be roughly the same price as I'm paying you to curate it for me as a surprise?
It all depends on the amount of work they're putting into it. Because if it's simply holding back the destination and giving you a packing list before you go, then that essentially isn't really different from fairly standard travel. You're just withholding information and giving it a certain point. So yeah, absolutely, that can be the same. If we're then getting into the choreography and the pushing your buttons and your family's buttons all along the trip, then that's then it's a very different kind of work, because we're like games designers. We're thinking, okay, what's the surprise we're doing here, and how's it going to work? And then how will it tie into the next surprise? So that has obviously a premium, because we're doing really creative, bespoke research, you know, beyond what most people are doing in the surprise realm. But it's certainly fun for us. We love it, and our clients love it.
And, you can tell.
Try us.
You can tell I haven't quite made up my mind in the 7 or 8.
But that's because you love the planning. You love the planning, so that makes sense. And if you don't want to let go of that, then maybe surprise wouldn't make sense.
I must let go of the planning. I must. Philip Brown, thank you very, very much indeed. Philip is the founder and creative director at Brown and Hudson, a London-based travel agency. Haven't had much opportunity to ask you what you think.